This is the story of Rainbow Bright Save Spring. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear the chimes ring like this. Let's begin now. At the very end of the rainbow, where some people say that pots of gold are found, there is a wonderful place called Rainbow Land. Gold or not, one thing is certain. Rainbow Land is the place where colors are born. And it's the home of Rainbow Bright. Rainbow Bright is a lovable little girl who brings color and happiness to the world with her magic star sprinkles. Without her, the world would be a dull, gloomy, not at all fun place to be. The star sprinkles come in the seven colors of the rainbow. They make grass green, and the sky blue, and roses red. It's quite a trick to make sure that everything comes out right. But Rainbow Bright manages to do the job perfectly every day. Of course, making sure the entire world is filled with new colors every day is a big job. And even a smart, hardworking girl like Rainbow can't dig and sort the colors all by herself. So she has many friends who help her. Besides the color kids, the busiest of Rainbow's helpers are the little sprites. They are the friendly furry workers who dig in the color mines all day. The sprites collect wheelbarrows full of the brightest color crystals to make into star sprinkles. Right in the heart of Rainbow Land stands the color castle where Rainbow Bright and the color kids live. The castle is decorated with star-shaped windows and rainbow arch doorways through which sunbeams glimmer and dance. It is a happy and magical place. But just outside Rainbow Land, on a gray and gloomy hill, stands the Pits. There is nothing happy or wonderful about this place. Dark, threatening clouds and smog-like smoke loom over the colorless land. Only two people in the world would want to live in the Pits. Murky Dismal and his bumbling assistant, Lurky. Deep in the Pits, Murky Dismal added a pinch of midnight to a big, evil-smelling pot.
Now stir that up good, Lurky. Just think, with this potion, I'll be able to keep Rainbow Bright and her goody-goody friends from putting more color in the world. Soon everything will be gray and gloomy, and everyone will be as miserable as I am.
That's right, Murky. You're the miserablest.
One morning, Rainbow Bright gathered the color kids together to make an important announcement.
Today is the first day of spring, and we have lots of work to do. If we don't color everything as brightly as possible, spring won't arrive. Winter will go on forever. Are you ready to get started?
All the color kids shouted their agreement. Rainbow grinned.
Great! Then the first thing we need to do is visit Rainbow Falls to pick up all the star sprinkles we can carry.
Patio Green was so eager to get started, she danced a little jig.
Well, I'll be needing lots of green star sprinkles to brighten the new grass and leaves.
Buddy Blue pretended he was swimming through one of the lakes he would soon touch up with his blue star sprinkles. This made Canary Yellow laugh.
Don't forget about the yellow star sprinkles for the daffodils.
And red star sprinkles for the tulips,
shouted Red Butler.
Come on, I'll race you to Rainbow Falls.
But Shy Violet and Indigo already had a head start. So Red jogged alongside Lala Orange. At the falls, they found heaps of star sprinkles everywhere. Rainbow dodged a sprite pushing an overloaded cart.
The sprites are working so hard, I'm sure spring will come on time.
Twink, Rainbow's favorite sprite, scurried here and there giving orders.
Faster, faster! Spring is almost here!
Rainbow's magnificent flying horse, Starlight, trotted into the color caves to see how hard everyone was working. He nodded his colorful mane in approval. Suddenly, Starlight perked up his ears at a distant noise. Red Butler heard it too, and pointed to the bumpy, narrow road that led down from the pits.
I'd know that rackety sound anywhere. It's that awful grunge buggy.
A second later, Murky's filthy car shot over the hill, huffing and puffing great clouds of nasty smoke. As he rode by the surprised sprites, Murky sprayed them with his awful potion.
Steer over that way, Lurky. We missed a few. This will ruin spring once and for all.
Lurky glanced at the sprites and laughed.
Hey, Murky, that potion's putting a gray cloud over their heads. It's making them so gloomy, they've stopped working.
Rainbow Bright pointed an accusing finger at Murky and Lurky.
Stop those two! They're trying to ruin the first day of spring!
But because of Murky's potion, the gloomy sprites just stood there, all murked out. Rainbow grabbed a handful of star sprinkles and jumped onto Starlight's back.
Come on, let's go get Murky and Lurky.
Quick as a flash, Starlight took to the sky. In a moment, he caught up with the wicked pair and swooped down on them as Rainbow tossed star sprinkles in their path. Murky tried to duck his head.
Steer that way, you fool!
Which way?
Lurky turned the wheel and drove right into the star sprinkles. In an instant, Lurky began to smile. Then he giggled. Then he stopped the buggy.
Boy, do I feel good!
Murky Dismal shook his fist at Lurky.
Don't stop, you oaf!
But Lurky just sat there smiling at Rainbowland.
You know, I never noticed what a nice view this is from here.
Then the star sprinkles began to affect Murky.
Oh no! All these colors are making me feel happy! It's sickening! Move over, Lurky! I'm going to drive us out of here!
Then he roared off for the pits as fast as he could go. Rainbow watched as the wind blew all the gloom and smoke away.
Thank goodness Murky Dismal and his potion are gone. Now we can get spring back on schedule.
Twink jumped up and down, calling to his fellow sprites.
Come on, everyone! Get unmurked! We've got work to do!
Then Rainbow Bright, the Color Kids, and all the sprites hurried off to make the first day of spring the happiest, brightest day ever.